Okay, the college basketball conversation continues at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We are inside the cozy Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And once again, we are joined by the contributor from Slam Magazine and the owner and operator of the Five Star Basketball Camp. Our new friend, our good friend in 2015, that is Lee Klein. How are you, Lee?
Doing great, Alyssa. It's been an interesting time for the college basketball community with what has transpired in this last week or so.
Absolutely. Of course, losing the great Dean Smith, who passed away this week at the age of 83, and then also the news of the passing of Jerry Tarkanian. What do you want to share about each of these guys and perhaps some of those recollections?
Well, both of them had a tremendous impact on the sport. I know we've talked in the past. I mean, Dean Smith, really, selfless and one who was always was about the promotion of the kids and shied away from the big spotlight and the big show. But, you know, the clapping for your teammates and the huddle at the foul line and so many little things. He turned Carolina basketball into a family, and that's something that exists today. Tark, if you will, is one of the, one of the controversial characters in college basketball, but really deserves tremendous credit for revolutionizing the game. He removed the stigma in regards to junior college players, which is such a vital and important part of the game today. He really is also instrumental in the birth of mid-major basketball and what he did in taking a program that was barely part of a school in 1973 and making it to just a tremendous success. He set the stage for what we have today and with Gonzaga. He also, he was the first player's coach. He was Calipari
yes.
before Calipari knew what, how to coach and who was going to be in coaching. So Tark really had a terrific and tremendous impact as well. Both of these men did.
And Tark was always brutally honest, wasn't he? He didn't hold back in terms of his opinions.
No, he was, he battled the NCAA. I mean, he was unafraid publicly to challenge the hypocrisy in the NCAA and really set the stage, if you think about it now as we fast forward, to where we are today with schools and conferences and now even players questioning the NCAA system.
Two Hall of Fame coaches, Dean Smith, Jerry Tarkanian, winners on and off the court. How would you describe each of their basketball philosophy? I mean, I think of Dean Smith, play hard, play together, play smart.
Dean Smith, what he did is he really showed you how to play without a dominant center and have an emotion offense and, I think Dean Smith really was, this is the program, your piece to the puzzle of the program. I think Tark, if you will, was more, program, if you will, is a tool for the individual player. And that, and while you're here, play hard and the immediate defense and, the running rebels, and we're going to do some things, but it's really a program for the players where I think Carolina basketball, you were a player, you knew you were part of that program, part of a bigger thing that was bigger than Jordan and Worthy and Perkins.
You're listening to the voice of Lee Klein, the contributor of Slam Magazine, the owner and operates the Five Star Basketball Camp. He is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. So let's transition right now because the regular season, it is quickly wrapping up. Selection Sunday is going to be here before you know it, and I'm anxious to get some of your early predictions. But what I find interesting is that perhaps this year's tournament, it could be without programs like a UConn, Michigan, a UCLA, a Michigan State. I mean, there's a number of marquee teams that are in big-time trouble.
No question, Alyssa. And this is sort of the rally the troops time. Most teams with about 8 conference games left, and this is when you need to get hot. And for Michigan State, they're starting to get hot at the right time. And Tom Izzo, the best maybe of them all when it comes down to getting teams ready for the tournament. He's able to take this team and that are 7-4 in the conference and moving forward. So he's done a good job in positioning them. you know, UConn, our national champions, is really in a little bit of trouble here, sitting, if you will, fifth in the American Conference and trying to find a way to get hot. You know, any time that a team is in a position where they can't defend their title, that to me, you know, that would be a shame. UConn, I think everyone wants to see them return. We hope they could get hot. I'd say, you know, Michigan and UCLA are the two other big hallmark programs that probably on the outside right now today that, you know, trying to find a little magic this last part of this February run and into conference tournament play in March.
Can UConn, do you think that they can turn things around so they're not sweating it out on Selection Sunday? Because it has been disappointing to see the defending national champs. I mean, to see them struggle. I mean, they've got a long ways to go to defend that title.
They do. And there's a question as far as how many teams can the American Conference realistically bring in. Their work cut out for them. They play the top part of the conference. They play Tulsa. They play SMU twice. They play Temple. I mean, those are three of the best four teams in this league. So I would say my gut is that UConn will not make the tournament, that they will fall short. And it will be a real shame because amongst the things, Ryan Boatwright is one of the best guards in the country and one that will thrive if given the opportunity during tournament time.
You know, just an observation. I mean, I've spent time around Kevin Ollie, head coach Kevin Ollie, when he played for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he's just a guy that handles pressure really well. I mean, it just seems like he's just kind of come to the conclusion perhaps this is a rebuild year. I mean, he doesn't look like a guy that's sweating it out.
No, that's not, if you know Coach Ollie, that's not his makeup. He's
right.
Not one to panic. I mean, he's fairly certain what the plan is, and he's trying to get the guys to buy in. But, you know, quite frankly, there's just a lot of new pieces. They lost a lot. You lost Shabazz Napier, and you lost, an important player in DeAndre Daniels.
Right.
And some of the young guys, you know, Daniel Hamilton is a talented player, but he's not consistent yet. Rodney Purvis has shown signs of being a really good player, but he's not consistent. So it's really been the Ryan Boatwright show with not a ton of support on a consistent basis from other guys. Amita Brema is another example of all-world talent that just can't do it night in, night out.
Well,
so,
yeah.
I think Ollie's embraced it. He's got a young nucleus to move forward with.
Okay, Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine and owner and operates the 5-Star Basketball Camps, has been joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay warm, Lee. Enjoy that vacation, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks, okay?
Sounds great, Alyssa.
That, of course, was Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, owns and operates the 5-Star Basketball Camps. A special thank you to all of our outstanding guests, Jason Peter, with our Under the Helmet segment, Jim Gurley, the author and sports journalist with The Race Within, his new book, Bob Katz, author of The Whistleblower, Mo Cassera, ESPN college basketball analyst, and Tommy Pippins with Fox 6 in Milwaukee. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.